Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Well, welcome back to the show. I have to just thank Craig because honestly, he played one of my favorite songs, Zahara Destiny, the late, great, amazing South African artist, Zahara. And for those of you who are training for Jerusalem Marathon, put that song in your ears when you're running and see if you get as inspired as I do. Listen, you want inspiration. Our next guest is going to, I think, give you inspiration because it's pretty phenomenal what he has achieved. An ultra trail running powerhouse. So long distance races from deserts to jungles to the Himalayas and beyond. In 2013, he was the first person to win all four races in the four desert series, and he became the first person ever to win an ultra trail run on all seven continents. Ryan Sands is a phenomenon. Well, that's certainly what Tim Noakes said. He said, we just don't know what it is that gets him to do so well and do it so quickly. Well, he'll tell us because he's on the show. So Ryan, welcome. So great to have you on the show today.
Good afternoon. Yeah, really awesome to be on the show.
So listen, I have these two incredible books in my hand. The first one, Trailblazer, your bestseller from 2016, and then your most recent, Run, Risk, Reward. Both of them ghostwritten by Steve Smith, who's just an amazing storyteller and I think gets everything across in such a unique, incredible way. And reading the books and looking at the pictures and the stories and everything, I was quite out of breath. And I just didn't know how it was possible in how a pretty short space of time you can achieve so much, Ryan. So I loved with the first book, you go into the story of your family. I love that you describe your mother as quite a hippie. I love that your mother went to Israel and that she worked on a kibbutz for a while. And as you said, you had this union of your mother who was quite a hippie and your late dad who, you know, was more, you know, he loved his rugby and he, you know, he was more conventional, if that would be the word to use. Maybe it's a very limiting word.
Yeah.
And with your sister and the upbringing that you had. But you really, the young age, I mean, you weren't into running. You weren't into these kind of extreme sports in any way or form, were you?
No, I mean, I guess throughout school, I played a lot of rugby, and I mean, I always enjoyed the outdoors, but yeah, running definitely wasn't for me. And I've even shortly after leaving school, after leaving university, I mean, speaking to a lot of my school friends, they couldn't believe that I'd taken up running and that I was running ultra marathons. But I guess for me, it's always been about kind of living every day as if it were your last, just making that the most of life. And I mean, yeah, I guess I discovered running late, but it really allowed me to explore the world, to run on all seven continents. And I guess running is more of a lifestyle than a sport for me. It really is just, allowed me to really feel free. And I always say kind of running is a form of meditation for me. It's just an amazing way to clear your head and kind of get out on the trails. And something amazing about running is kind of what you put in is what you get out. I think if you put in the hard work, you get the results. And I mean, a lot of my friends at school and a lot of people like asked me, like, how do you run for such long hours? Like, why do you do it? And I think for me, I find it's easy if you're passionate about something. I mean, I always encourage people to follow their passions in life, because I think if you kind of enjoy what you do, it just kind of makes all the hard work and sacrifices that much easier.
And I think that I just want to expand on that, because it's not as if, I mean, as we've said, and certainly not as Tim Noakes said, where you start, you've got this passion as a youngster and you develop it. I mean, this was something that you came to in 2006 when you ran your first marathon. But we'll get there, because I just want to explain to our audience that when you talk about ultra distance, you're looking at, like, if we look at a desert race, you're looking at over 6 or 7 days running 250 kilometers. And I mean, you did that in the Gobi Desert, and I mean, you've done it all over. And when we talk about a trail runner, you're not doing it on the road. You're doing it in the desert. You're doing it in the jungle. You're doing it in the snow. So it really is an adventurous way of running. Just so our audience can get an understanding of the magnitude of what this is and really what you've achieved. But your dad was a runner, right? So, I mean, you watched him run and he got certain medals, although you weren't drawn to it. But it was in 2006 that did you stumble across it? I mean, you started to run a little bit with your friends, a bit here and there, and then you decided, I want to take part in a marathon.
Yes, I think like you mentioned, I guess growing up in Cape Town, my dad ran a few Two Oceans ultra marathons. So, I mean, I think some of my earliest memories are going to support him on Easter weekend running Two Oceans. And I guess also just watching comrades on TV as a young kid, that was always ingrained in me. But it was, yeah, I never kind of had a desire to run or didn't really run cross country at school. I played a lot of rugby, so always had to be like relatively fit for that. So, I remember like kind of final years at school doing a little bit of running, but not much at all. And then it was only our final year at university. I had some friends running the Nice and a Half Marathon, and I decided to join them. But kind of being a student, it was pretty lastminute.com. And I think it was only like 3 weeks out that I tried to get an entry. But unfortunately, the half marathon entries had filled up quite a while back. So being a student and pretty naive and young, I thought kind of half marathon, marathon, same thing. And there were still marathon entries. So I entered the marathon and ran that on pretty minimal training. Like I don't think I ran further than kind of 10 or 12 kilometers in training for the marathon. And yeah, to my surprise and all my friends' surprise from university, finished the marathon and actually really enjoyed it. And I think just that feeling of fulfillment and kind of setting yourself a goal that was quite like out there. And achieving it, it was kind of out in the Nyasna forest that the running bug bit. And yeah, before I knew it, I joined my local running club in Hout Bay, Cape Town, and a lot of the runners there were really into trail running. And yeah, I think after my first couple of runs on Table Mountain, I knew this is what I wanted to do. And ran a couple of local trail races. And then I remember it was one Sunday I was kind of Googling extreme trail races, and up popped the Four Deserts website. A famous American ultra runner, Dean Karnazes, was taking part in it. And I just read his book, Ultra Marathon Man. And yeah, I decided to enter it. And to be honest, that first ultra marathon in the Four Deserts series in the Gobi Desert, I actually didn't even know where the Gobi Desert was. So once I'd entered, I had to do some research and figured it all out. But I mean, I think for me, as I mentioned, trail running and entering something like the Gobi Desert was about the adventure and the build up and preparing and planning for something. But yeah, to cut a long story short, I guess that was back in 2008, and that was where my ultra running career really started.
And what a prolific career, unbelievable career it's been run. And we don't have time for us to discuss all the races, all the incredible experiences. I really would encourage people to read the books, the first one being Trailblazer, which came out, as I said, in 2016, and Run Risk Reward, a lot spent on talking about your Himalayan experience. I do just want to go back, though, to the fact that in 2006, your first marathon, where you just tried, and then it was in 2007 that you signed up for this 250-kilometer, 7-day Gobi March, and you ran it in 2008, and you won it, am I correct, by 31 minutes?
Yes.
A novice runner.
Yeah. So I was definitely kind of, quite a surprise and shock for me. I mean, I think growing up, I've always been a like very competitive person with myself. And I remember training for the Gobi Desert. I mean, I put a lot into it. I was basically just kind of eat, work, and I mean, run, work, and eat and sleep. There wasn't much else to my life but the 6 or 7 months building up to that. And I promised myself, I think it was 3 weeks out from the race, that after this race, I was going to throw away my running shoes and kind of start living a more normal life again with a bit more. With a bit more balance. But I think after the Gobi Desert, kind of that experience really kind of ignited my passion and drive for kind of pushing my limits and wanting to do more of these type of ultra events.
Mm, and also balancing it, being married and having a beautiful little boy. And as I said, I mean, I wish we could talk more about it. There are lots of people who are listening right now, Ryan, who are thinking about taking part in the Jerusalem marathons. And we're not talking about this ultra marathon or running on trails. It's through the hills of Jerusalem. Some are thinking yes, some are thinking no. And I was just saying to the audience that you are so truly inspiring. And I just want to go to a quote that I came across. I saw an interview with you and you said, "If I'm happy and at peace, I'm not going to win races." Drive and motivation doesn't just come from being happy and content. Just expand on that, won't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a kind of an interesting topic. I mean, I guess like for me to have that drive, and there's got to be like a very strong drive within. To like want to win a race and achieve, and I guess that can be sometimes conflicting with as you mentioned, having a family and a son, and just trying to find that balance. I mean, I guess ultra running can at the top level, professional, I guess any sport, be quite selfish and very kind of focused on you. And I mean, I guess at times, especially early on in my career, I mean, all I kind of thought about was like running and performing. And I think in the latter years of my life, I think it's been important for me to try find that balance. And I think it's been quite interesting just to be able to put the different hats on and kind of when I train or race, like have that focus and drive. But at the same time, I've had to learn to be able to switch off from that and also be a dad and a husband at the same time, or kind of now I'm also involved in other things, again, be able to like focus on that. So I mean, I think as my career has evolved and progressed, I found it like really interesting to really be able to wear the different hats. And I guess, I mean, I've been running professionally now for 18 years, and that's a pretty long career in the ultra running world, where like a lot of guys have like 4 to 6 year careers. And I think a lot of that is due to like physical burnout, but also mental burnout, just the pressure and kind of just all the training. But I've found with me, like being able to mix things up and also be like a dad and a husband and everything else, I really find that balance has kind of helped me prolong my career. And I think for me, just having a son was such an eye-opening experience, just realizing that, I mean, Max, my son, doesn't care if I come first or last in a race. He just wants me to be a good dad. And I mean, I think that's so important to remember at the end of the day. It's not just all about results.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. The family balancing this extreme kind of ultra, as you say, these ultra runs, these ultra marathons. And you know, what I'm hearing is that having this purpose, having this drive, pushing the mind, pushing the body. And I'm just reiterating really, because with the Jerusalem Marathon and the team that the DL Link sends, you know, these are people who are not necessarily runners, but they're doing it for a cause. They're running with the name of a cancer warrior on their back. And I know that your father passed from cancer. And I know that that was a huge inspiration for you as well. So there are those who are going to be running with the name of a warrior. And that is a huge purpose. That's a huge driving force. So before we say goodbye, we've literally got a minute. Ryan, perhaps you just want to leave our listeners, our audience, with one little tiny little thing maybe they can use when they take part in the Jerusalem Marathon.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds absolutely incredible. And I mean, I think all of you taking part are absolutely amazing. And I think running for a greater cause is just so amazing. I mean, I think my advice is always just break challenges down into bite-sized chunks. So, I mean, like 40 or marathon is 42 kilometers. So, I mean, my suggestion would be just breaking it down into bite-sized chunks, get through 5 kilometers at a time. If things get really difficult, then literally just focus on getting through 1 kilometer at a time. And I always find that's just so much more mentally achievable. And yeah, just also just to try and enjoy the experience and to remember why you're doing it. And I think once you're on that start line, you've done all the hard work and really just soak it up, enjoy it, and just remember you're way more powerful and strong than what you actually realize if you can just keep a positive mindset and just focus on putting one foot in front of the other.
Mm. Such a valuable, powerful message. Thank you, Ryan. And from the great Ryan Sands, what a message. We so appreciate you giving us your time today, Ryan. Onwards and upwards. Just very quickly, Run Risk Reward, as well as The Trailblazer, all at bookstores if people want to get their hands on a copy.
Yes, yeah. They're at all the major bookstores, also at most of the online stores as well. So, yes, it's available all over. And then also online and in digital format if people prefer ebooks.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you for joining us. So awesome having you on the
show
today.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All the best.
And all the best to you. So for those of you listening, you want a bit of inspiration while you're training and you're getting into the Jerusalem Marathon, start off with Trailblazer, find out about Ryan, how he started, then the Run Risk Reward, just amazing, how he deals with the challenges along the way. I mean, this is a person who just runs, and what he uses and what he achieves is phenomenal. So I hope you got a bit of inspiration from him. I certainly did. And then, of course, listening to Shireen, you know, she's got that bug. She's realized, as he said, you're way more powerful than you think you are. You are way more powerful. So a reminder, if you want to take part in the Jerusalem Marathon, please go to the website, the DL Link website. Really, it's a chance to achieve something great through commitment and endurance. You get to get to the finish line with a warrior's name on your back. It's hugely inspirational. The DL Link obviously appreciates your support. So please go to the DL Link website, sign up, make donations, get involved, do your thing. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I certainly have been loving being with you today. For me, Nikki Severini, until next week, you take care and goodbye.